On Friday in Ramallah, Adam Shapira went with an ambulance crew to pick up casualties at the compound of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Shapira, an American volunteer medic living and working in the West Bank city, ended up trapped overnight in Arafat's compound while Israeli forces smashed into the walls of the building. Shapira was able to leave on Saturday along with other humanitarian workers. He spoke to us from his home and told us why he's in Ramallah.
I'm a volunteer, full-time volunteer with the International Solidarity Movement, which is a network of Palestinian and international activists.
What led you to be in the compound of Yasser Arafat on that particular night?
Well, that day I was volunteering on an ambulance. I'm not a formally trained medic by any means, but just having an international civilian on board an ambulance who can speak in English on the PA system of the ambulances to the soldiers as you approach them, as they're scattered throughout the city, usually means that the soldiers won't shoot at the ambulance. That evening we had heard that there were injured people inside that needed immediate medical attention and, if possible, taken out to hospitals.
So you spent the rest of Friday night through to Saturday morning inside the compound. What was the atmosphere like inside? Tense, I imagine.
Very tense. I mean, the entire time we were in there, there was persistent Israeli shelling from tanks, heavy machine gun fire. And inside the building itself, you know, there was no electricity. The phone lines were cut in the middle of the night when I was there. The water tanks have been shot up full of holes, so water is running out. People were crowded on the floor, huddled together. People were trying to sleep on the stairwell just to try and get some sleep. And the entire time, the walls would shake from the tank shells. There'd be loud explosions, that kind of thing. And it certainly was frightening, but at the same time, there was a good spirit of the people inside. They had no intention of giving up, and they were ready for whatever was coming.
Did you feel as you left on Saturday morning that Chairman Arafat was in trouble inside there? How safe is the room that he is in? Is there any chance that he could be caught in crossfire?
Where he is, I mean, it's not like a bunker or anything like that. There's no special protection for him. Certainly tank shells that, come too close can burst, go through the walls. So while I know that the Israelis are claiming that they're not intentionally trying to harm President Arafat, they are aiming at his building with very advanced weaponry.
Were there casualties while you were there? Were people shooting from inside the compound?
For the first, I would say, a good 12 hours I was in there, there was no shooting coming from inside the compound, despite the constant assault. And the security personnel explained to me that there was no reason to shoot at tanks. There was nothing that they could do against them with their small guns. They told me that they would shoot, and they did shoot a couple of times if they saw a soldier or soldiers trying to approach the entrance. So it was purely defensive, and they weren't antagonizing in any way against these tanks.
Mm-hmm.
There were some injuries, and actually the day that I left, a couple of hours before I left, there was one security personnel killed.
As you left, did you feel that if Yasser Arafat were provided with food and water, and I don't know, maybe a battery or some source of electrical power, a generator, he could stay there a long time?
President Arafat is prepared to stay there, and I mean, he has no intention of trying to leave, and he's prepared to face the same measures that those around him are facing.
Do you have any plans to go back into the compound?
Within the last couple of hours, a group of about 40 international civilians entered into the compound, and they are prepared to stay there. I myself will probably go back into the compound, although I do hope that by tomorrow morning when I wake up, the siege is over. But we must do what we can to try and help.
Thank you, Adam, very much.
Thank you.
Speaking with us from Ramallah, volunteer Adam Shapira. He was inside Yasser Arafat's compound this weekend.